Hey y'all, Ohio Crime Mom here, and before we start, there's a few things I want to say. For one, if you hear the meowing in the background, that is the newest cat of the Ohio Crime Mom family. Her name is Freya, and she is the sweetest thing, but she's a loudmouth. Secondly, if I sound really winded during this episode, I just got done mowing, so excuse me while I go die, because real Phil is 107 today, and I believe it. And lastly, this will be our last shorter episode for a while. I know the past couple episodes have been very short. I've said it every time and I'll say it once again. Any cases on the LGBTQ plus community are very hard to find information on. They're not usually as widely broadcasted or have as much media coverage. So it's harder to find out information on it. So with that being said, this is our last case of Pride Month for 2021. I plan on doing this hopefully again next year as well, to bring more attention to these hate crimes that are committed. So today we are covering the Jenny Jones Show murder. In 1991, the Jenny Jones Show premiered and started off very similar to Jerry Springer. In March of 1995, Jenny started a new segment called Same Sex Secret Crushes. On March 6th of 1995, Scott Amador went on the show and admitted his crush on his friend, Jonathan Schmitz. Schmitz says that he didn't fully know at the time what the show segment was going to be about, other than someone admitting that there was a crush on him. He did later say that the producers implied it was a woman, but that it could be a man. During the segment, before Schmitz came to stage, Jenny Jones had Amador talk about his fantasies with Schmitz. Schmitz then came on stage, hugged Amador, and found out that he was his admirer. You could tell that Schmitz was very uncomfortable, and he said, quote, "I'm completely heterosexual," end quote. And now we're going to take a minute to hear from our sponsors. Rella's Wonder Crafts is a small, family-owned crafting business located here in Southern Ohio. They make a variety of crafts from custom shirts and tumblers to decals and wreaths, plus so much more. Since 2017, they have been creating magic and happiness by bringing their customers and visions to life. Come take a peek into their world. You can find them on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Etsy, and TikTok. And just in time for Christmas, you can get so many great things. That night, a friend of Amador's later said that he and Schmitz went out to drink and they had a sexual encounter, which Schmitz denies to this day. Schmitz then returned home and purchased a shotgun shortly after and went to Amador's house. He questioned him about a note that he had found in his home. Schmitz then returned to his car, got his gun, and proceeded to go shot Amador twice in the chest. He then left the residence and called 911 to confess the murder. At trial, Schmitz's attorneys argued that he was mentally insane due to manic depression and Graves' disease. They also tried to use the gay panic defense. Schmitz was ultimately found guilty in 1996 and sentenced to 25 to 50 years in prison. His conviction was overturned on appeal, but he was found guilty a second time and his sentence was reinstated. In 1999, Amador's family sued the Jenny Jones Show and was awarded a hefty amount. The jury found the show irresponsible and negligent. On August 22nd of 2017, Jonathan Schmitz was granted parole, and he has kept a low profile since, still living in Michigan. That's the end of the case. There's not much more that I could find information on for both of them. But I can vaguely remember like this happening. I was born in 94, so I was a young child, but like I can vaguely remember on the TV, hearing things about it. I can remember the Jenny Jones Show. It went on until I think like 2003. So like I remember that show, and all of that, but, this was one of the cases that the gay panic, defense was definitely used in, and it's, it's infuriating. I'm trying, hang on, to find where I wrote it down. Basically, the gay panic defense is a legal strategy in which a defendant claims they acted in a state of violent, temporary insanity, committing assault or murder, murder because of unwanted same sexual advances. You know, it's, I just don't see how it makes any sense. A lot of places have banned the gay panic defense, including Australia, New Zealand, the Philippines, the United Kingdom. A lot of the United States has. There's still a lot of them that do. Ohio is one that still, unfortunately, allows it. But the states that don't is California, Illinois, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Hawaii, Maine, Nevada, New York, New Jersey, Washington, Colorado, Virginia, Oregon, and Vermont. So the rest of those states still allow the gay panic defense, which in my mind should definitely be taken off the table. But that is our last case for Pride Month. Like I said, I apologize for all these cases being shorter. It is harder. This case was somewhat broadcasted, but there wasn't a lot of information on their backstories. So that made it a little bit harder because I usually try to include the backstories of the people that I'm talking about. I will say, if you've not watched Trial by Media on Netflix, go check that out. The very first episode is about the Jenny Jones Show murder, and it's pretty much any crime documentary by Netflix is put together very well. I still prefer HBO's, but Netflix is definitely a close second. So definitely go check that out, and until next time, don't become a case.